It's 7:45, I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The head of the Texas Senate has declared the House's efforts in the state to lessen the penalties for possession of marijuana are dead and done. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy explains.
Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick tweeted that he joined Senate Republicans in their opposition to what he called a short step to marijuana legalization. He agreed the bill probably would not see a Senate hearing, much less a Senate vote. El Paso Representative Joe Moody, who authored the legislation, addressed Patrick's comments as the House passed the bill.
Mr. Patrick has been tweeting about this bill instead of giving us the courtesy of talking to any of us here in the House. I want everyone here and every Texas voter who cares about personal freedom, fiscal responsibility, and limited government to know, and I'm glad Governor Abbott is on the floor today, to know that he and his staff worked diligently on the bill that is in front of you today to make sure the policy worked for Texas.
The last day for the Senate to consider Moody's bill is May 22nd. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.
In more news, Border Patrol agents say two large groups of immigrants comprised primarily of Central American families and unaccompanied juveniles have been detained in Sunland Park. They say just over 420 immigrants were taken into custody early Tuesday. Officials also say agents working at the Antelope Wells Port of Entry also arrested a group of 230 immigrants Tuesday. Thousands of Central American migrants have been dropped off in New Mexico by U.S. Border Patrol in recent weeks, as asylum seekers overwhelm shelters near international ports of entry in West Texas. Okay, let's stay with this topic, dealing with immigration enforcement. Along the border with Mexico, there's a special zone. It stretches 100 miles into the U.S. In that zone, immigration officials have more powers and can use what's called expedited removal, which means deportation without appeal. It speeds up processing times, but expedited removal can also lead to wrongful detention and deportation. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval has more on how one Texas man almost lost everything when he was picked up by border agents in that zone last December.
Last December, Elvin was on a bus back home to Houston after he had looked for welding work in Laredo. Then immigration officials stopped him at a Border Patrol checkpoint. They questioned and detained him for 5 days.
I didn't know nothing about him 5 days later.
That's his wife, Isabel, a DACA recipient. We're not using their last name to protect their privacy. At the time, she was 2 months pregnant with their third child, all U.S. citizens. Elvin grew up in Honduras, but has lived in the U.S. for 12 years without papers. His dad's a U.S. citizen, and he has an immigration petition in process. In other words, a strong case to remain in the U.S. and the paperwork to back it up. But Customs and Border Protection officers had their own idea of what went down. In government documents shared with News 88.7, authorities wrote that he had recently entered the U.S., even though Elvin told them he's been here since 2007. We contacted Customs and Border Protection for comment, and they haven't responded. Despite his pleas, the federal agents used the expedited deportation process. Elvin was moved to detention centers in San Antonio, then Wisconsin, then Illinois. Isabel drained their savings on lawyer fees only to have a judge order Elvin be deported to Honduras.
I had to go to the court. I had to look for papers. I feel dizzy and I still have to drive.
She was on her own, pregnant and raising their two kids. Kids who missed their dad.
When my son woke up in the morning, he was asking, Mommy, Papi no dio besito. He was saying, Daddy didn't give me a kiss. What is daddy? Because he didn't give me a kiss.
Día y noche paso llorando.
I cried day and night, Elvin says. Locked away in a tiny cell in an Illinois county jail, his mind was racing.
¿Y ahora qué voy a hacer? ¿Me van a mandar a mi país?
What am I going to do? He asked himself. They're going to send me back to my country while my kids stay here, he says. Who's going to help them? Isabel turned to her family in Tucson. With no income and now no savings, they had to quickly move away from their home in Houston. All was lost, they thought. Then some lawyers from the Chicago-based National Immigrant Justice Center stepped in. Days before his flight to Honduras, they showed a federal judge proof Elvin has been living here, his marriage certificate, tax returns, a credit card statement. In a rare move, the judge canceled his deportation.
I was really, really happy that I screamed.
Elvin was free. They released him and he took a bus to Arizona to their new temporary home. At the bus station, Isabel decided to surprise her kids.
I saw the bus when it parked in the parking lot. And I told him, stand up to see if you see somebody that looks familiar to you.
Ahí está tu papá. Kaylin, ahí viene tu papá.
Her two kids ran towards their dad to hug him.
Mira.
They may have said goodbye to their life in Houston, but Isabel says they didn't lose what counts. Their family is back together. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall.